Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend J.J. Reinberg is back. J.J., as you know, folks, is the host of MSNBC's Your Business, the only real small business show on television on the planet. So, J.J., congratulations on 10-plus great years to that. And also, J.J. is the co-author of It's Your Business and 183 Essential Tips for your small business, and then their website, which is her small business, hers and her brother's own small business, is goodshop.com, which I encourage you to check that out. JJ, thanks again for being here. We're going to be turning the tables in a couple of weeks.
I know. I'm excited to see you in New York.
I'm looking forward to getting up there and seeing all the folks again, all your crew. They're so nice to us, and I'm looking forward to that. Okay, JJ. You're a big shot TV personality and also you're an entrepreneur, you're a small business owner and you're a mother and a mother of three beautiful children. And so you're doing all that together. How you working that out? I mean, do you have it all?
Well, sure. When you talk about it like that, I guess I do, but it's not, It seems like a funny thing to say because it makes it seem like you have it all. But
you
kind of
do, JJ. No, I'm serious. I mean, I talk to you. I see you. You're not crazy. You're pulling it off. You're doing your great job. You've got a successful TV show, a successful website. You got three beautiful children, and so you really kind of pulled it off, haven't you?
Well, sure. I pulled off what I've wanted to pull off, right? So to me, all of these things I care about. I love doing them, and so I've made my life work around it. But, for instance, I have friends who, you know, decided to have different kinds of lives, be stay-at-home moms or you know, work in investment banking where they're working all the time. So in some ways, we all have it all. It's just that we've all decided what all means differently.
Isn't that that's the deal, isn't it? What is your all, right?
Exactly. I mean, what I always say is, as women, we often get the question of balance and how do you have work-life balance. And what I say is, if you are in the position to be worrying about balance, you're one of the lucky ones,
mm-hmm.
right? And so if you take it from that perspective from the start, then you realize I am fortunate. There are many people all over this world and country who are just struggling to get by.
Mm-hmm.
And so stop worrying about balance as a problem and think of it as something you are lucky to get to worry
that's
about.
That's well said. That is well said. But talk to us about being a female in your world, in your business.
Well, in television, there are lots of women. There always have been. Maybe not.
Are there mentors? Have they mentored you?
I've had mentors throughout the
female
throughout
mentors.
My time. Yes, absolutely.
I actually just wrote
an article about this for LinkedIn. But I've had many, this woman Lisa Shaw and Polly Powell, all these women who sort of taught me along the way when I was growing up in television.
Did they allow you to follow them, or did they take you under their wing?
I guess both, a little bit.
Because,
right?
See, most of my mentors didn't know they were mentoring me. I was just paying attention.
right, exactly. Well, and that's a little bit of what my article on LinkedIn was about, was that the word mentor conjures up this person who sort of takes
right.
you on and,
right.
you know, shepherds you through your career for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have that either. I have these
right.
wonderful people who I learned so much from.
And you watched them make mistakes too, right?
Sure, yeah. Just, you know, and I could go to, I still can go to them if I have questions.
Well, that's good. And what would you say to other ladies out there in whatever industry about being mentored?
I say just ask questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to ask questions. Learn.
Don't say, will you be my mentor? Just ask them specific questions.
Oh, yeah. The idea of will you be my mentor is a little bit, unless it's in a structured environment.
Right. The company says you got to do it right.
Yeah.
What else would you do?
I think curiosity gets you very far, right?
I like that.
I also, by the way, you know, for anyone who hasn't read Lean In, I think it is an extraordinary book for all women to read, you know, within in the career, for your career.
Well said, well said. JJ, this has been fun. It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show. You know how proud I am of you. You've accomplished so much on multiple fronts, and you're a great example for women out there and small business owners. We appreciate you being here today.
Well, I can't wait to see you in New York in a couple weeks, Jim.
I am too. I'm looking forward to it. We'll see you then.
All right. Bye-bye.
JJ Ramberg, ladies and gentlemen, the host of Your Business on MSNBC. And don't forget, goodshop.com. You'll save money if you go there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.